On May 28, the Allen City Council approved a $19.994 million budget for the long-awaited expansion of the Allen Public Library, with $16.33 million allocated for construction, according to the official statement. This project fulfills a funding commitment made by Allen voters in 2016, who approved $16.045 million in bond funds specifically for the library's expansion. Construction is slated to begin this June and is expected to be completed by summer 2025. A temporary location will be established at the former Roundtree Elementary School building to accommodate ongoing library services during construction. This expansion project has been in development for several years. Following the 2016 bond approval, the initial focus addressed parking limitations with a lot expansion completed in 2017. The design phase was subsequently delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic but resumed in 2021. In addition to the voter-approved bond funds, the project will be financed through a combination of sources including $2.488 million from the City of Allen's Facilities Fund, $2 million from the City's Non-Bond Fund, and a $219,000 grant from the McDermott Foundation. The May 28 Council meeting also addressed other city matters. The council approved $429,100 to replace aging sewer equipment on Creekway Drive. Additionally, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, CVB, Advisory Board and the Library Advisory Board presented their annual reports. The CVB highlighted accomplishments like a new website, logo, and team members, while the Library Board emphasized the library's achievements, including their 10th consecutive Achievement of Excellence in Libraries Award, and adding the BiblioPlus digital streaming service. Finally, Mayor Brooks presented the Blue Star flag to the family of Private First Class Addison Travis, currently serving in the U.S. Army. For more information, please click here. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter.